When he's not visiting the U.S., the Dalai Lama lives in exile in India. Commentator Sandeep Roy is very familiar with the trip between India and the U.S. and the culture shock it can bring.
My mother knew I was becoming American before I did. On one of my earliest trips back to India, I walked into our house and found giant saucepans of boiled water. "You can't drink the water here anymore," she informed me. "You have an American stomach now." It wasn't just the water. A whole culture of food was suddenly off-limits too. Street food, what we call chaat, fresh, spicy, quick bites with a whiff of exhaust from the bus lurching by. Now when I go home, I watch my Indian friends eat chaat on the street. I am the non-resident Indian clutching my bottled water. I can get the runs just by looking at the chaat seller and the dirty rag on which he wipes his hand. But I craved it. Then I discovered Vicks. In, of all places, Berkeley. Back then, it was a tiny place tucked in the back of an Indian grocery store. The line was out of the door. It turned out there were thousands of chaat addicts like me all over the Bay Area. Owner Vinod Chopra serves hot samosas and freshly fried potato patties with swirls of dark tamarind sauce in pools of white yogurt. When he told his wife he wanted to open a chaat shop, she was horrified.
In India, this type of cuisine is kind of looked down upon as to, you're not a restauranteur, you are just a hawker, sort of.
Now Vicks is a Bay Area landmark. It expanded into the warehouse next door, and it's still hard to get a table. A few crunchy, tangy snacks, and I'm almost back with my friends on the street corner. Almost, but not quite. Vicks is still a restaurant. Then I found Rana and Akash Kapoor. They have an Indian version of a taco truck called Curry Up Now. When I met them, they'd been up till 2 in the morning cooking.
There's kati rolls, which is a whole wheat bread layered with eggs, stuffed with curry chicken and minced cilantro chutney. Golgappas, fried semolina balls, and it's filled with tamarind water and boiled potatoes.
This is the real stuff. Street food right on the street. It brings back memories for Akash Kapoor.
You know, I've loved it since I grew up. In India, the chaat vendors used to come to the house and serve you right outside your gate. So that's how I grew up. That's how my wife grew up, and that's what we like. We like that dirty food.
Here in San Francisco, it's a different story.
We're germ-free for the most part. We're very, very anal. We got inspected 2 weeks ago, and the guy said it's excellent.
It might taste like the streets of Mumbai, but it comes with a health inspector's certificate. Back at Vicks, Vinod Chopra and his son Amod tell me when they go home to India, they're still tempted by the real stuff.
I stopped eating after my kidney disease. So then I had to be very careful of the water especially. But still, I sneak by somewhere here and there.
Yes. Our relatives would call me and tell me, your dad's eating on the streets again. He's eating chaat on the streets again. And I would be so upset with him. But I learned my lesson. I actually got sick eating chaat and had to sit in a middle seat on the entire ride back.
It's probably been 15 years since I've dared. But my American stomach and my Indian palate have finally come to a happy meeting place on a street corner in California. I've realized sometimes you just can't go home again. You don't need to.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is host of New America Now on KALW in San Francisco. You can comment on his essay on the opinion page of npr.org.